And she wanted to sell it to my wife. Of course, I don't think it was worth that much. But Eileen, it was a good friend of her, and this was a widow woman, and she wanted to sell him. That's what she wanted for it, so my wife just bought it. And she used it for a while, and now she's got it put back in the closet. Keeping it for hard times.
Keep it for the hard
times? Keeping for her next husband.
For her next husband, woo! Well, at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
We used to have pillows and bolsters.
Oh.
The bolster would be two together.
Two together?
They'd go all the way across.
Uh-huh.
And then the pillows would go up on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, we just have pillows. That's all mm-hmm. I've ever saw. Used to mother to have, if she had three or four boys, she'd just have a bolster just like she'd have a bench from the set on round table. They'd all have to share it together. And, of course, you bolster on the bed where they could all put the head on there where it didn't get off. Our grandkids get soft.
Oh.
They won't stay on the pillow.
They won't stay.
they just get off.
What would they put on the bed to keep you warm in the wintertime?
Well, they used to make the homemade quilts.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they accumulated and finally come to blankets, and you bought blankets. But I guess they must have, and long years ago, they must have, they might have had a, well, I guess they still call comforts or quilts one.
Comforts? Mm-hmm. They had something called a comfort?
Comfort and the quilt, and they made them out of what they had to make at home, what they had at home to make them out of. And of course, they had, they all knew how to knit
mm-hmm.
wool,
mm-hmm.
and they all had sheep.
Oh, they did.
See, that was mostly what they used for cover. That's what they used for warmth. They'd have you, they can knit you an overcoat or a dress coat or mm-hmm. a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you yesterday, Daddy said the first time he ever thought he was dressed up, he had a pair of knitted jeans on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the tight legs, of course, I have now, they didn't come but about halfway
uh-huh.
down his knees. But they were long pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he thought he was dressed up.
Yeah. You ever see young men wearing knee pants?
Uh-uh.
You know, knee blouse
They'd
pants?
They'd be bloused out.
It'd be bloused over. They'd either be fastened above your knee with a button, or it wasn't elastic, it was a button most of the time. Or you could be fastened below your knee and then it'd blouse down.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being long pants, they were knee pants. That was the goal in long in 1915, 16, long in there. That was 4 years born. I forget
well,
about that.
Somewhat. Yeah, a little bit.
You wasn't around too long like that.
Now this next part's about land and different kind of land and stuff. Now, if you were talking about land that would grow anything without even having to put fertilizer on it, you'd say that land was really
fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Be fertile land. Well, all your bottom land now is fertile. Your river bottom ground.
River bottom.
And I used to think that when you cleared raw new ground, you had fertile land, but you not. It would grow, but it's not. That ground out there is better than richer, ordinarily richer than your raw new ground.
Is it?
Because it's been built up.
Uh-huh.
That's built up out there now until it'll just grow. It's just real good fertile land, but
uh-huh.
it's been built up
uh-huh.
with fertilizer and lime and,
mm-hmm.
and different growth of different crops, you know, on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fertile than in the raw new ground.
Well, now you were telling me yesterday about. You were saying that this was prairie,
yeah.
like out here. Now, what does that mean, really? What would prairie land be like?
Well, prairie land is a loose land.
Uh-huh.
And your woods land is a tight land.
Uh-huh.
And your slash land is will pack. It's a tight crawfish ground, and it'll pack. But
mm-hmm.
this prairie ground, it's loose. Now, that ground, after rain, you can go out there, and it gets dry. You can take your foot and just kick your hole in the ground. It's just that loose.
Uh-huh.
And you got to be careful, it'll dry out fast in behind the rain if you stir it too quick.